What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How are
what's
you?
Going on? Oh, I'm hanging in there. How are you guys? You getting,
hey,
getting pumped for kickoff?
We're doing well. And, you know, under circumstances, obviously beyond everybody's controls, we think about, you know, our colleague
yes.
and friend. You're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's not true. I think I was a little more on my game when we talked on the podcast, but that's because there's no pressure because you're the nicest guy in the world, and it was so much fun. But let's talk about this football game. What's the atmosphere right now in the stadium? Because there hasn't been a lot of buzz this week, but are the fans getting fired up here for what is a postseason game with the Patriots?
Yeah, you know, the I think the hubbub is starting to build inside. People are making their way in. You know, when I walked through the parking lot today, and I got here a little bit later than usual, in great part because of the thick traffic and a little bit later start, it seemed to me that, you know, people were raring and ready to go. You had a lot of people that started their fires outside and were settling in, even some flat screens on the back of flatbeds, watching the Eagles-Falcons game. And it didn't necessarily translate until, I think, inside the stadium just a short time ago. People are making their way in, and the Titans are out here going through some of their warm-ups. The kicking unit has come out, at least the place kicker, punter, and long snapper, and other guys who are out in their sweats have gone back in. And as the Titans have come out to start to warm up, I think as fans gather in the lower seating bowl and look on, you're getting that sense, okay, this is football time, playoff time. It's finally here.
What do you think Tennessee has to do to sort of shock the world here, Bob, and at least make this a competitive game?
You know, Chris, I think it's, you know, if you're the Titans, I'm not sure you really vary too much from, you know, what has gotten you to this point, and that's Derrick Henry on offense being a workhorse, and Marcus Mariota in the last two games, in the two must-win games for you to reach this point, using his legs more. And with some design plays, more zone read of late, since he's been healthy after a hamstring injury early in the season, he's created first down runs on third and long. He had a huge third down pickup, a third and eight, and a 17-yard run against the Chiefs on that game-winning drive. And then Delanie Walker, principal part, certainly, but they've got to get some receivers to step forward. They've struggled over the course of the stretch. Their wide receivers in the last two games, 25 targets, 12 catches, 100 yards, and I would have to think offensively, you know, they've got to get a broken play, an unscripted play that results in a big play for them, and conversely, you know, take advantage of mistakes the Patriots make. But they've got to play near perfect football, and you know, you'd have to think they need another self-pass of sorts, some kind of a break like that to prevail in this game.
Yeah, if you're banking on another self-pass, I have to say,
yeah.
you're sort
some
of in trouble
bounce.
Here. Yeah, I mean for me, go ahead.
As you say, we've seen some strange caroms, too, already in this playoffs, including that, you know, reenactment somewhat of the immaculate reception late in the first half in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting to see the way the ball has bounced so far this postseason. Any
you guys
concerns?
Have shut up.
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
There. Oh, hey, so what's up?
It's cold down here. You know, you make me run down here, get all set up here, and start to pick up a little bit down here as far as the wind gusts at field level. So it's going to be interesting, Bob, to see as this thing goes. You see down in the far ends on the north one is the one I'm pointing to for all you people listening, obviously. It's blowing pretty good up top. Down here in the south, you know, it's blowing in a different direction if you look at the tape at the top of the post.
Yeah, and the wind has been a factor in Philadelphia, it seems, with the long ball, and certainly could have an impact here.
Yeah, that's a concern for me. As I said, with you know, Brandon Cooks is a guy I think you need to hit in stride. Everybody else, it should be interesting if you need some tight throws, who Tom Brady will go to. I think it's going to go to Hogan, Amendola, James White, and Gronkowski, guys he trusts.
Yeah, that certainly would make a lot of sense. If you're the Titans, you have to feel good about that weather, anything that helps you defend Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they cover Gronkowski, too. I heard rumors throughout the week. Could be Logan Ryan. I'll take that all day long. I just think Rob's so much better off the jam. But down here, you know, look at the turf, too. The field's in great shape. Outstanding shape considering, you know, the terrible weather we had that rolled through here in Foxborough yesterday.
Any concerns for you guys about the offensive line in this one?
No.
You know, Jarrell Casey, really good. Dick LeBeau is going to disguise some stuff and bring pressure with those linebackers.
See, I think it's the risk of, you know, do you really want to level that and then expose the secondary and, you know, get guys up on that second level? Cyprian and Byard are the pretty good hitters. You know, Cyprian's the guy that took out Kelsey last week. Now, Kelsey's a different size tight end, and his head was going down. Gronkowski really doesn't get hit up high. So, as far as pressuring that, I just put Tom in a gun, and I think you play fast. It's going to be interesting to see if they take the ball, considering the win. Throughout the course of this week, I thought maybe you take the ball, then go on the attack. I think now, maybe, guys, you might kick it and defend or defer to the second half.
Yeah, I think Bill Belichick has had that history, as you know, in the overtime game against Denver back in 2013 and well under Bill Parcells in even a more wind-affected environment when the Giants beat the Redskins in the NFC Championship, a game that he often refers to, a game that when the punt returner Phil McConkey was so instrumental in winning. So he has certainly had the precedent of being very concerned about the wind conditions and using them to decide whether he's going to take the win or take the football.
You know he loves the Titans punter. If this turns into a field position game, I mean, Brett Kern, I mean, he loves that guy like he's Johnny Hecker.
Yeah, I did all access with him this week, and he kind of chuckled. I go, this guy grew up with a Johnny Hecker and Ray Guy posters above his bed from Sports Illustrated. He thought that was a good one.
Well, this guy, second team All-Pro this year, eighth best gross average,
directional
second
kicks inside
best
the five
net average in NFL history. When he came to Gillette in 2015, he had a 54.4 yard per punt gross average with a long of 61. That was relatively late in the year. It was, in fact, in December of 2015. So this guy's got a big leg, and we've seen it on this stage before.
Yeah, that would make it interesting, obviously, if it's a field position game. I don't anticipate that will be the case here. I'm also just a little bit curious, too. You know, James Harrison, how much are they going to lean on him in this game? Because we all liked what we saw in the Jets game. And so you said earlier, you know, it wasn't a throwaway game, which I think was a good point.
Right.
And he was in on the two sacks, but by that point in the game was decided. And he was also going up against somebody he was familiar with from his days in Pittsburgh.
I don't say it's an audition, but I think he gave you everything that you wanted to see as far as what a good upside it could be by signing him. From what I'm being told, he's going to be with the ones today. So I think we're going to see him and see him early in this football game.
And I think especially with the mobility of Marcus Mariota, you have young guys like Eric Lee and Dietrich Wise. You know, they have certainly flashed for this team, but in terms of the discipline to stay home and keep containment with a mobile quarterback like him or even a cutback runner like Henry, who had a couple of big runs last week, cutting back against Kansas City, whether by design or his own decision in the moment. And I think that's a factor in this game, too. You like the veteran as well as the power and the leverage that James Harrison has and is.
All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for this segment. I'm really looking forward to the call, looking forward to kickoff time here. It sounds like you guys are raring and ready to go.
Right. And I think I'm going to be back at 7:15 for one of my favorite segments around the NFL.
Fantastic.
We're going to bounce around with you.
And so I'm glad he did chime in. I didn't want to freeze you out. Bad pun intended.
Well, I am freezing, but...
You know, but it's playoff football.
It's good
we tend
you,
to
Bob.
Take it for granted sometimes, but it's an exciting night, certainly.
Season starts today.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, just real quick, what was the music you listened to pump yourself up today? Was it Flo Rida on the way in or
Perry
something
Como.
Else?
You know, Chris, I haven't pulled out the iPod yet.
Okay.
On the way down, a little mix of NFL talk, but also maybe a little Aerosmith.
Italian music?
Not on game days, though. The Italian music, you know, for Friday nights before romantic dinner with my wife.
All right, buenas noches, guys.
I won't bring out the Italian music for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks again.